Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary. And more than money, travel is a big part of many people's retirement experience. Gosh, even before retirement. But we've got something going on right now that we keep hearing about that's affecting, at least psychologically, people's travel plans.
Well, not only psychologically, financially.
It is financially. Like, but it makes people pause, doesn't it?
People keep on reminding me that they used to travel to the States when we were close to par.
Right.
Well, we're far away from par.
And moving further, apparently.
And moving further at this point in time. And who knows when it's going to get back to par. And that's kind of when people say, who knows when I can go to the States again or spend U.S. dollars when I travel. And we're like, whoa, there's ways we can sort this out. First, let's figure out in the interim until we get a proper strategy in place. So some of the nice, cool places that your dollar can stretch a little bit further for you.
Well, I think that's important. So we've got Leslie Cater here. She's the travel lady. Leslie, welcome back to the show. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good morning. Good to be here.
So I'm really looking forward to hearing a little bit about your advice here. We know we have a weak Canadian dollar. Faisal and I hear about this all the time when people are planning. And you know, unfortunately, some people will change their plans because of that. But if that's the case, there's got to be some destinations or some travel ideas that could help us as Canadians stretch that weak dollar a little further. Give us your thoughts on that.
Right, yes. Well, if you're worried about the dollar and spending when you get to your destination, obviously places like the US or who use US currency is difficult for Canadians right now. But there are some destinations out there, and I'm thinking particularly out in Asia. You know, there's places that you can go to, like Bali, for example. If you're prepared to go out and eat with the local people. And I always encourage people to do this as well. You know, don't get stuck into eating in restaurants in the hotels. You're going to pay a whack load of money for that and you're not going to get the experience. So go out and eat. It's really cheap. Food trucks, wherever you go, food trucks are a great place to go and eat because the locals eat there. So look for a place where locals are lining up as well. And then it adds a little bit of flavor and authenticity to your experience.
Now, Leslie, you mentioned Asia, and I didn't hear South America. Is that still a spot to go through to, considering everything that's happening globally? Not too many people are talking about Latin America as they are about Asia. So what are your thoughts in regards to down there?
Right. Well, there's places, Central America, we've got Costa Rica, Colombia is just opening up now as well. So that may be a really good place to go and try some things out. There's a company that's just started doing river cruises along the Magdalena River, and that's something completely new. So that's possibly an idea. Going further south into South America, I was in Buenos Aires in January this year. Again, what we did is we stayed away from the five-star hotels and went into the food markets and had some great experiences there. Of course, Buenos Aires, like any capital city, is going to be more expensive. So as you get out of the big towns as well, you'll save a little bit more. I also find that some of the tour operators that price in US dollars, unfortunately, we still have a few of those, and Canadians don't like that. When you see that USD, they just want to know, I'm pinning the price down in Canadian. I don't want any nasty surprises, because we know how volatile it is.
You know, a lot of our people, the clients that we talk to, as they move into retirement, Leslie, they're maybe not necessarily stuck to the typical travel schedule that, say, you and I would have with kids, right? You have to travel when the kids are off school at certain times. Well, that's when everybody's sort of travel. So what about this idea of sort of off-peak, out-of-peak periods? What does that mean from an affordability perspective?
Well, definitely you're going to get better prices if you go in the shoulder season. But I'm finding even more people traveling in the low season. Over the last year or so, the river cruise companies, for example, are doing river cruises in Europe year-round. Now, it's pretty nice if you're there in end of November, December, and you've got the Christmas markets. But I thought, is this really going to take off, going to Europe in January to do a river cruise? Well, the pricing is good. Everything's included when you're on the river cruise. plus the place is less crowded. And the feedback I'm getting from people traveling out of season is that the local people are so much nicer because they're happy, they've got the time to spend with people who really want to come and see their country. So I think all of those things added together makes it a very attractive option.
Leslie, we were talking before you came on, Dave and I were chatting at the break about how many people plan a lot about the trip, but not about the currency or the insurance. And so here's my pet peeve. When people say they want to go to certain destinations and you have a currency fall like we've had, and then they actually refrain from doing that, that really bothers me. I want to make sure that our clients can do all the things that they want to do. And so we like to plan for foreign currency in advance. We'd like to know where the most common destinations you're headed, what are the common currencies you'll be using, and let's plan that as part of your retirement. What I find also is that many don't actually plan their insurance. They buy their travel insurance right after they bought the ticket or right at the time of the ticket, and then they don't think about it until the next trip. Is planning for your insurance needs better off on a trip-by-trip basis, or should you like buy a year type of insurance where you can travel throughout the year and not have to worry about the individual costs? Because sometimes those prices go up and down as well.
They do. And there's a couple of components to travel insurance to take into account. There's the one part, which is the cancellation and interruption side of things. And then the other part is the medical. Now, you can get an annual medical plan to travel. And if you're traveling lots, that's probably a good idea. At the end of the day, you maybe want to compare if you buy a policy that's bundled with emergency medical, cancellation, and trip interruption, because all of those things are important to have. I do have situations where people have annual medical policies, and in a case like that, then we just do a separate policy for cancellation and interruption. And it certainly can work out more cost effective. The problem is as we all get older, the cost of insurance goes up. So here you have this conflict of, I'm retired, I now want to travel, but oh wait, I'm older, so my insurance costs more.
Let's talk about my favorite destination. We've only got maybe a minute left, Leslie, but I don't think it's just my favorite destination, which is Italy. Now, Italy in 2025, I think there's some things people need to know about what's happening in Italy in 2025 if they're planning that as a destination. Maybe you can bring us up to speed on that.
Yes, next year, 2025, is what they call the Jubilee year. It is a holy situation or celebration that happens every 25 years. So Italy is very, very busy over this time. They get a lot of pilgrims coming in. And so it is going to be busier. And we've had warnings from tour operators about that. But it doesn't stop the desire to go. Italy is one of our top destinations. It's a beautiful country. Who doesn't love it?
Leslie, I want to thank you for joining us. This is great information. And let's send Dave to Italy for the Jubilee year, because he loves big crowds.
Love big crowds, yeah.
Love that.
Leslie, thanks for all your help and your input today. We appreciate you joining us.
No problem. Pleasure to be there. Thank you.
We've been joined by Leslie Cater, who's the travel lady. Okay, my friend, travel planning. You said travel and planning together, and that's an important piece, I think, that people should be incorporating into the retirement plans.
The plan that you want to have is not just about your retirement cash flow so you can live your day-to-day needs. What you need to look at is how are you going to have all of the experiences in your retirement? Talk about travel. Talk about the currency you need in those travel. Talk about the insurances you need to protect yourself. Maybe it's off of a credit card. Maybe it's a separate policy. All these part of the lifestyle plan in retirement is required. And I don't find many people actually plan this stuff out or have a strategy around it. And that's what we're going to talk about, is how do you build a proper strategy for all the things you want to do in your retirement at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, January 14th, 7 p.m. at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. You do need to reserve your seats. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You know, we've had a couple of good years in the markets. Is it possible that we could be in for a pullback or a crash in 2025? Well, stick around after the break. We'll talk about that. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.